This is the sound of a tattoo needle. And as it buzzes away, I want you to picture in your head, what is the most cliché tattoo you can think of? Chinese characters? A tribal armband? How about a Celtic knot? Those interlocking lines that look like ropes or basket weaving.
I'd be a weird week in the shop if I didn't do at least, like, 40.
40?
Not
40. 40?
No, that's not a literal number, but, yeah, like, it's nuts.
Last week, I was in Ireland and decided to investigate the roots of this trend with Kevin McNamara at the Dublin Ink Tattoo Parlor.
Without Celtic knots and shamrocks, I would never learn how to tattoo. And the first couple of months or first couple of years, that was how I made my money.
The Celtic knot is his retirement fund. And he can spot a Celtic knot customer the minute one walks in the door. Young, earnest, and almost always American.
You can tell, like, maybe the rain jackets, the side of jeans they wear, like, kind of fanny packs, glasses, baseball caps. And also, they let you know that they're American, you know? You don't have to worry about that.
The image of the Celtic knot is thousands of years old. It's carved into ancient stones all over Ireland. But it turns out the Celtic knot tattoo is a bit like the Chinese fortune cookie, American born and bred.
I'm Anna Felicity Friedman. I'm a tattoo historian. I run a blog called tattoohistorian.com. There is actually no evidence of Celtic tattooing.
In fact, while people in other parts of the world have been tattooing themselves for thousands of years, the practice only really came to Ireland in the last century. The Celtic knot tattoo seems to have started on the American West Coast in the 1970s and 80s. It was part of a trend in tattooing called black work.
So black work is sort of the more PC term that's come to be common lingo for what used to be in the 1980s and 1990s called tribal tattoos.
Big black geometric designs, much bolder than the old school mermaid or cobra. Some of the early designs came from Native American or Aboriginal patterns. The blackwork style took off.
Combined with this desire to mark European heritage, tattoos that mark heritage have always been popular.
The Celtic knot tattoo spread across the U.S. and over the ocean to Europe. It was sort of the light rock radio station of tattoos. Pretty, bland, and inoffensive. It could work for women or men. It didn't have biker or sailor connotations. And it implied heritage and history. At Dublin Ink Tattoo Parlor, Irishman Greg Dunn is getting a geometric pattern on his right shoulder. And on his left shoulder, an intricate Celtic knot has begun to fade.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just the very first one I got. You know, when you're... You just really want a tattoo and you don't know what to think, what you want.
He was 19, he explains with a shrug. Tattoo artist Kevin McNamara has a lot of ink on his body. So does tattoo historian Anna Felicity Friedman. But their personal tattoo collections do not include a Celtic knot.